yeah. How's a bit of that go? Bit of NBA Australia for you. Welcome to NBA Australia. Yeah, we're back. It's Wednesday, January 3. It's 2018.
Oh my God, I can't believe it's 2018 already.
Welcome to NBA Australia. I'm James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, The Brooklyn Game, and one half the old Derong Guys NBA podcast over there. And I'm currently hanging out in the Lawn Guest Cottage studios here in Australia, because that's right, it's NBA Australia! It's Australia! In 2 weeks, we've got it! That's it, man. We're hanging out. This is probably the best daily NBA podcast recorded from Lawn ever, unless, like, someone got the kooks to talk about the NBA after the Falls Festival. But that seems highly unlikely. So, today we wrap a big night in the NBA, especially for DeMar DeRozan there. And also have all the usual dumbassery, like, yeah, nah, better than Lonzo Ball, the Mark Bradley sweaty white guy of the week. We also have the great random stats in NBA Australia history. And we check in on every Australian NBA player and see how they're going in 2018. Hint, Delhi is smashing. And we also have a brand new episode of Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter, and we preview all of today's NBA games. All right, it's a big one. Let's get to it.
Shaq attack.
All right, y'all better watch out for the Shaq attack. And how do we start every NBA Australia? We start with the daily whip around. You know it. We love it. Let's get into it. Let's go. What's news? Well, you know, James Harden, turns out he's out for a couple of weeks. That's a bummer. Out for 2 weeks with his calf there. Isaiah Thomas is back today against the Blazers, but won't play against the Celtics. And has asked them to not put together a video tribute for them just for him just yet because he's not playing. And everyone then got upset about that. And then he got upset about them and called, like, random people on Twitter dumbasses, which is completely fair. Hope you come back feeling good, IT. You're an exciting little fella. The little fella! What else? Lonzo Ball and Brook Lopez might be back for the Lakers game against the Thunder tomorrow. They are flying with the team, so that'll be fun. And that seems like it's all the news. So, let's get into our game wrap-ups from last night. What happened in the NBA yesterday? Well, a couple of surprises there. The old Magic, the Orlando Magics, went into Brooklyn and lost, baby, lost. 98-95, Brooklyn win it, which was not how NBA Australia picked that. Expected the Magic to go, oh yeah, Brooklyn suck, we're going to beat them. And Brooklyn be like, oh yeah, we're Brooklyn, we're not going to beat the Magic, what are we doing? You know why Brooklyn won? Because of sweet baby Carrots. That's right, my boy Caris LeVert. Love you, kid. 15 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists. He's out there smashing. And as with, as always with Brooklyn, if Damari Carroll plays well, and he had 14 and 10, Brooklyn tend to win. So there you go. Apparently Damari Carroll has played well 13 times this year. The rookie, Jared Allen, though, 16 and 6 with 2 blocks. He's doing all right. The fro. Go the fro. Love it. Brooklyn are now sneakily 5 games back from the playoffs. And D'Angelo Russell comes back in a couple of weeks, probably. Interesting. How's that Cavs pick looking? The old Cleveland Cavaliers there.
Maybe you might want to trade that one and see how it goes. Maybe just to get a better player than, like, the 11th pick of the draft.
The Magic, yeesh, gross. Aaron Gordon, 20 and 12. Alfred Payton and his stupid hair, 17 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists. And Biombo, considering that Brooklyn don't really have a center that isn't named Tyler Zeller or rookie Jared Allen. Biombo had 13 and 17. Damn, that's like the old playoff Biombo where you had like a kajillion rebounds. Anyway, Brooklyn win it. Onions, good job. Bucks at Raptors. Oh, what a game. DeRozan over there. He has a franchise and career high. 52 points. 50 fucking 2. He hit 5 of 9 threes for a dude who doesn't shoot threes. 5 of 9 is fucking amazing. And what a fun-ass game this was. Tubby old Kyle Lowry over there, big booty. Kyle Lowry had 26 and tied this up with a 3 with a minute left, and the Raptors just stuck it out. Unbelievable. What a fun-ass game. DeMar, though, 52. We'll talk about him a little bit at length in old That's a Knife. How about for the Bucks? Dele! 6 points, 5 rebounds, 10 assists off the bench. He is leading the NBA in assists in 2018. That's right, Dele! our Lord and Savior. Well, the other Lord and Savior, I guess, apart from Ben Simmons. How about Thon Song? Thong, 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 thong. 16-4. We'll talk about them in the Australian player wrap up a bit later. Bledsoe trying to prove he's also okay at basketball. He had 29-7-3. Just trying to fight Dally off for his position on the team. And Greek Freak had 26-9-7 in the losing effort, but was also serenaded by thousands of Greek fans after the game in a very, very touching showing from the old Toronto Greek community. Apparently, Toronto, huge Greek hotbed. Didn't know that, but then why would I? Check our Facebook for the video. It's very nice.
Very nice. It's a very nice one.
Gee, can you tell I'm pretty hungover today? This is brutal. Oh, what happens when you and old mate go out and hands until like 1 a.m. in lawn? Jesus. How about Portland at Chicago? Portland win it 124 to Chicago 120 in Chicago in overtime. So for Portland, no Dame Lillard, no problem apparently. Well, a bit of a problem because it went to overtime against Chicago and they're not very good. CJ McCollum with 32 points, 6 rebounds, 8 assists, goes 5 of 11 from 3 to CJ. On you, little fella. Al-Farouq Aminu. That's right. That Al-Farouq Aminu throws in 24-7, and Evan the villain Turner with 22. How about Yusuf Nurkic? He had 11-15.
Yusuf. Yes, I am Bosnian bear. I am here to crash and kill.
Anya. He's getting better and better and better. He's not smashing like he did in the second half of the season last year. He's coming along. I like it. Good on you, Portland. Needed to win this. How about for Chicago? Chris Dunn had a shot to tie this up a couple of times. Couldn't get it to go. The Rook, though, he'll be talked about at length in Better Than Lonzo Ball. How about fighting Bobby Portis? 14-7. How about Face Miritich? 18-10. Jesus. Put them together and they're incredible, aren't they? As mentioned yesterday, they just need to have, like, fighting Bobby Portis punch Miritich in the face over and over again, like, every 5 weeks, just so they're fucking late. They could win the title if they do that. Laurie, that's a girl's name. Markkanen had 19-8. He went 4-6 from 3, did the finisher. Nice one. Nice one. Anyway, Portland take it from Chicago. There you go. It's the old LaMarcus Aldridge, Tyus Thomas trade partner there. Nice one. Lakers at Wolves. Oh my God, the Lakers. 96 Lakers, Wolves 114. That is substantially more than 96. That means the Lakers have lost plenty in a row, which is not great, I'll tell you. I will tell you. God damn it, Lakers, what are you doing? That is officially 7 in the row for the Lakers, and it is legitimately brutal. And, well, I don't know what to tell them. Like, Julius Randle has 15-12. Jordan Clarkson has 20. Kuz had a shocker, though. 6 points on 7 shots. 2 of 4 from 3. Wolves are out there shredding. Meanwhile, 24-14, 4th in the West, and they set a franchise record for the night before. They had the franchise record of a 17-0 lead to start the game against the Pacers. And then last night against the Lakers, they started 16-0. That's unbelievable. What is going on with the Wolves? Pretty good. Taj Gibson, that's what's been going on, I'll tell you that. 16 points a game over his last 5, which is pretty good considering he's only averaging 12 on the year. But, you know, it's Jimmy Butler. That's basically it. They've realized that Tibbs has gone, oh, wait, who's that guy on my team again? Oh, fuck, it's Jimmy Butler. That guy's really good at basketball. Maybe I should run some more shit through him. So he had 28 points, 9 assists, 3 rebounds, 3 steals and a block. Damn! And in classic Tibbs fashion, it was an absolute fucking laugher. The Wolves led by 15 going into the fourth, and Jimmy Butler still played 37 minutes. Fucking hell, Tibbs, come on. Wiggins also threw in 21-9. Big Cat at 16-13, 1 assist, 2 steals, and 1 block in only 26 minutes. Not bad there, Big Cat. Not bad. But the Wolves, absolutely smoking. Absolutely smoking. 24-14, hanging out. Man, it's like the first time they've been over 500. Well, 10 games over 500 since 2003. Jesus. Jesus Christ. That's pretty crazy, I'll tell you. All right, let's get to it. How about we get to the NBA Straya approved performance of the night.
That's a knife.
That was a knife. DeMar DeRozan. Way to set a franchise high for the Raptors. That's right. Not T-Mac, not Vince Carter, not Chris Bosh, not even Damon Stoudemire scored 52 points wearing those Raptors jerseys. He tops Vince and Terrence Ross, who both had 51 points. We'll talk about Terrence Ross in a little bit. But DeMar's first 25 games of the season, he hit 17 three-pointers at 25%. In his last seven games, he's hit 20 three-pointers while shooting 53% from three. That's not fucking bad. So DeMar has 52 points, goes 5-9 from three, leads him to a win. Look, you might want to call him like Kobe Light, but he doesn't shoot threes. When he does shoot threes, turns out motherfucking score like 52 points. So that is...
Knife. That's a knife.
That was a knife. Good job, DeMar.
I got winnies.
All right, so who's got no mates today? We go to old mate no mates in the NBA after the old that's not a knife, that's a knife. Who's got no mates today? Alfred Payton's hair has got no mates today. Dude missed a floater in the paint against Brooklyn by about a foot because his stupid ass fucking hair got in the road. The video is amazing. Go check it out on our Facebook. Alfred goes up. His hair flops down straight into his eyes. Literally blacks him out like he's like wearing a fucking eye mask on a plane. And he shorts the shot by about a foot. Fuck me, man. You got to cut eye holes in that shit. God damn it, Alfred. Of course, he hit a floater in the game as well. And his hair was perfectly positioned and it didn't flop down. But I don't know. Maybe don't play with something that can just completely obstruct your view. So even last year, we had courtsides to a Magic game in Brooklyn as part of our season tickets. It was ridiculous then. Every time he'd bring up the ball, it'd be flopping all over the fucking shop and into his field of vision. And you're like, how the fuck are you meant to throw an alley-oop to Aaron Gordon if all you can see is a forest of black curls there, you moron? Jesus, Alfred. Anyway, so Alfred Payton's here. You are old mate, no mates today because you're shit. All right, let's get to it. Let's get to everyone's favorite Better Than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think he gonna get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average. He's coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. This is your daily look into who was better than Lonzo Ball last night. It is hashtag better than Lonzo Ball. And I'll tell you who was better than Lonzo Ball last night. Chris fucking Dunn. That's right, he is a second year player, but I don't know, he still feels like a rookie considering Tibbs barely fucking played the dude last year in Minnesota. But still, Chris Dunn had the shot to tie up the game against Portland, couldn't get it to go. Two games in a row where he's like, I reckon I can do this, and couldn't. It's a bit of a shame. But still, Rook, well, second era, had 22 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. Last 5 games, he's basically averaging a 15-10 with 5 rebounds and almost 2 steals. That is unfucking real. So, until Lonzo Ball gets back, today, Chris Dunn, you are hashtag better than Lonzo Ball. All right, we are going to move right along into Yenaz straight after this one. All right, yeah, NBA Straya. How y'all doing? Yeah, nah. We take 3 NBA storylines and decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Well, let's get to it. Hey, Charlotte, they suck. So, the Raps or Wiz should try to make a trade for Kemba Walker to take it to either the Celtics or the Cavs in the Eastern Conference. Yeah, nah, yeah, fucking oath they should. They should try. I don't know what either of them could give up to placate old Charlotte over there and actually sort of go, yeah, we'll take your starting point guard and make him like come off the bench for us. Shit, that'd be a loading up move, wouldn't it? For like the Wiz or the Raps or Detroit? Considering they don't have Reggie Jackson, fuck, that'd be amazing. But hey, man, Detroit, you took fucking Luke Kennard over Donovan Mitchell, you morons. You could have had like a cut price Kemba Walker, a better Kemba Walker basically at this point, for no monies. But you blew it. You fucking blew it. You did good. So yeah, someone trade for Kemba Walker. ASAP. ASAP. Isaiah Thomas, number 2. Isaiah Thomas will make the Cavs way fucking better. Yeah, nah. Yeah, I think it'll take a little bit. But my God, he is just like going to wander on and go, oh, y'all want some buckets? Here's some buckets. I'm Isaiah Thomas, motherfucker. All I do is get buckets. So on your IT, I'm excited for this Cavs IT era. Finally, the T-Wolves should look to trade Andrew Wiggins. The fuck? Why would you do that? You're 10 games over 500 for the first time in like 14 years. Yeah, nah, come on. Like, I've heard this bandied about on the internet. And yes, Jimmy Butler is better than Andrew Wiggins right now, but Andrew Wiggins is like 21, so I don't know. Maybe we should bank on you for a little bit. And considering he's got that giant ass fucking contract, what are you going to do? Trade him to like Brooklyn or like Orlando? What are you going to get back? Like a bunch more fucking veterans that Tibbs can run into the ground? Get the fuck out. Andrew Wiggins, stay put, get better. That's all you need on your team. How about we get to the unpopular opinion of the day?
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
Just cut your damn hair, Alfred. Look, this has gone back and forth on the old internets as well. It's like, you shouldn't be able to tell him to cut his hair. And I'm like, I don't know. I feel like you should be able to tell someone who can't fucking see to cut their hair when their job depends on them seeing. I'll just leave that one there. How's that go? All right, let's get to it. Just fucking cut the hair, Alfred. Jesus. I mean, I get it, your thing. But tie it back or fucking something. Come on. How about you do like a giant fucking like just super fucking gel that shit into like a shark fin on top of your head. That'd be fucking unreal, actually. Give me that one. All right, let's get to, it's Wednesday, so let's get to a crazy, crazy stat line of the week. Crazy stat lines in NBA Australia history. All right, remember, we mentioned him earlier. Take it away, Terrence Ross. That's right, Terrence Ross had the equal high for the Raptors in franchise history with 51 that he scored in a home loss. No shit, he scored 51 and they lost to the Clippers, did the Raptors, back in 2014. January 2014, in fact, so 4 years ago. He went 16 to 29 from the field, including hitting a career-high 10 three-pointers on only 17 attempts. Jesus. Also went 9 of 10 from the charity stripe, added 9 rebounds and 1 assist. That's right, he scored 51 points, motherfucking Terrence Ross, and had 1 assist. Hey, Ross. Mate, that could have been 54 points pretty easily, I reckon. In 44 minutes, he put himself on the line, and he had himself a fucking night. On your T-Ross, you are the random crazy NBA stat line in NBA Australia history. Pretty cool. And you know what? I've heard.
Man, that's Grant Hill. Grant Hill drinks Sprite?
Grant Hill drinks Sprite.
Sounds like Terrence Ross had some Sprite. All right, let's get to the Australian Player Watch, which is what we always do over here in NBA Australia. It's after this one. Woo! NBA Australia! Australian Player Watch. Let's do it. Ben Simmons hasn't played, doesn't play tomorrow. Patty Mills plays the Knicks tonight. On you, nice one. Jinglin' Joe Ingles doesn't play tonight either. It's all good. How about Dele? They played yesterday. As mentioned, they lost to the Raps, the old Bucks there, but Dele! 6 points, 5 rebounds, 10 assists, all off the bench. The GOAT! He's leading the NBA in assists in 2018 now. That's right, Dele, with his 10 assists in the first day of 2018, he's beating out everybody for the calendar year. On you, Dele! How about Thon? Oh my god, it's a resurrection! Thon McCur, he's alive, baby! He was resurrected Jan 2 after being pronounced dead on December 29. Killed by the outlaw Russell Westbrook in a vicious, vicious killing at the rim. Thon, though, against the Raps, had easily his best game of the year. 16 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, and a block. He made 3 of 4 from 3 as well. Great job, Thon Song. Proud of you, kid. Good stuff. Nice. How about Aaron Baines? Didn't play yesterday, doesn't play tonight. Andrew Bogut. Going to pop up later in this episode. You know it. It's a loss to the Wolves. Lakers are playing small and starting small with Randall at center. So Bogut is now back coming off the bench while Brook Lopez is recuperating. So he only played 8 minutes and in that time had 0 points, 3 boards, 1 assist and 1 turnover. On your bogey, pretty sure. How about the daily? Oh, Mango MacBiang, he's still down with the Greensboro Swarm. We're checking in weekly now. How about our daily question? Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Oh, yeah, got. And the final part of the Australian Player Watch, honorary Australian Kyrie Irving. How's he doing? Still just averaging 23. He's pretty fucking good. You know that. It's Wednesday as well, so what do you want to do? Do you want to talk about a bit of the old Mark Brackey, sweaty white guy of the week? You know, who wants to be like Mike or like Mark in this thing? Mark Brackey, sweaty white guy of the week. Welcome to the fold. Tyler Zeller. God damn, motherfucker looks like a half-drowned kitten after 2 minutes of playing. That hair, man, it just like flops down on his face. Looks like someone just drenched him in a bucket. At least he's got some hair, unlike his brother Cody Zeller over there. Younger brother, much bolder brother. Also much better player brother. Still, how's that fucking family, the Zellers? Cody, Tyler, Luke. Ugh, like Peyton and fucking Eli basically mixed up. And Archie and the other cunt. Still, Tyler Zeller, when he's like playing, he looks like he's not allowed near preschools when he's all sweaty and with that hair. He's like sitting in a creepy ass car. Like he's in the black and white too of the Brooklyn Nets. So just imagine how bad he'd look in like the Hawks colors or something. He'd look like a particularly disappointing lifeguard. He'd be sitting there like challenging all of his preconceptions about life. All right, good job, Tyler Zeller. You just made the Mark Recchi Sweaty White Guy of the Week Hall of Fame. And we are about to jump into our game previews straight after this one. All right, the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board. Well, Patty hasn't inspired us in 3 days. So he hasn't inspired us in 2018 yet. He hasn't tweeted ever since the Spurs lost to Detroit. Well, going into the Spurs lost to Detroit, I guess. So let's just get straight to it. The game previews. We've got 5 games today. Portland at Cleveland. Oh, Blazers back-to-back, and Isaiah Thomas will take the court for the old Cleveland Cavaliers, which will be pretty immense for the little fella. I'm excited about this. The best part is he'll be playing against Shabazz Napier, fellow small person. They can figure out who's taller. That'll be fun. On your Shabazz. Shabazz, the old, hey, LeBron's favorite Shabazz Napier. Oh, that's it. They'll be able to hang out, considering that LeBron's on Cleveland. That's nice. Shabazz can go up to LeBron and go, thanks for making me get drafted by Miami in the first round, like when I was clearly not a first rounder, and then bolting to Cleveland, you dickhead. Anya, give me Cleveland in this one. I think they've lost like 3 straight. Haven't won since Christmas, so I think Cleveland beat Portland. Portland on the back-to-back, it's going to be a rough one. Spurs at Knicks, Patty versus the Zinger. And we'll find out if Ron Baker survived the attack of Anthony Davis. Give me the Spurs in this one. I think LaMarcus Aldridge kicks it up a notch, and they've got enough big bodies to annoy the Zinger, I think. See how it goes. Hawks, Suns. Yeah, nah, I don't want any fucking part of that game. Jesus, that is rough. Devin Booker might have 70 in this. Give me the Suns at home. Hawks, they've been playing better of late, but Jesus, still gross. Still the worst team in the NBA. Hornets at Kings again. Jesus Christ, what are these horrible fucking games? Zach Randolph, you know, you're just going to elbow Dwight in the fucking ribs all game, and Dwight's going to get pissy and salty and then crack the sads, and everyone's going to hate the guy, because you know why? Fuck Dwight Howard. Hornets at Kings. Hornets, man, they beat the Warriors the other day, but I reckon they lose this one just because that's what the Hornets do. Kings are going to randomly win this. Memphis at Clippers. Oh, man, it's the worst fucking playoff series of the last couple of decades. They've been these two, so not too slight torch this one. Though, I did go see a Grizz versus Clips game in LA like 7 years ago, because Marc Gasol was getting good and Vinny Del Negro was trying to figure out if Blake Griffin was any good at basketball. Fuck, man, Vinny Del Negro was dumb, wasn't he? But Blake Griffin's back, so that's kind of fun for the Clips. Overlooked this in the New Year wrap, but he came back against the Lakers at 24 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. So, I don't know, if Blake Griffin can lead the Clippers back to the playoffs, maybe, Papa Jimmy over here and his MVP bet on Blake Griffin before the season might still bear a little bit of fruit. I don't like my chances, but why not? Just come on, Blake. Help a brother out. Papa needs some new shoes. All right, you know what? Holy shit. That's it. We've done it. It's been NBA Australia for today. We're back tomorrow. Hanging out NBA Australia style in Australia. Getting too hammered, apparently, and waking up and going, oh, jeez, I've got to do the podcast. Watch out. Make sure you're following us on Twitter and at NBA Australia over on Facebook and Insta. The old NBA Australia's Never Forgets are popping off, where we take one NBA Australian player over the past couple of decades of NBA Australian players and highlight the anniversary of one of their notable games. Join in all the fun. A lot of back and forth on those ones on the old Facey. So check it out. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and Google Play if you're listening to this. That'd be nice. Check us a 5-star rating and review while you're at it. Come on. It's just there. It's just under your thumb, mate. And thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out House Hats, their new band. Also, currently the best band in Australia. And vote for All Together, their song in the Hottest 100. Triple J Hottest 100, House Hats, All Together. Come on. Go do it. Extra special thanks to the legends of Green Green Green, the Ramshackle Army, and Fascinator for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. Go check them out on Bandcamp and Facey. They're legendary, bro. Alright, and stick around for Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. It's coming up at the very end of this. That's pretty great. You know it is. It's because it's Andrew Bogut slamming a bunch of Twitter snowflakes to Twitter, and it's always funny. And that's been NBA Australia for today, Wednesday, January 3. We'll catch us tomorrow. Lederhosen! All right, welcome back to my new weekly show called Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. This is me, Andrew Bogut, because look, there's no one better in the world to remember that you can't let these bluehead soy latte drinking SJW snowflake feminists get away with their bullshit, and I'm Andrew Bogut here to keep them accountable. I'm pretty good at it, I think, on Twitter, so let's get to it. Let's get stuck in. Andrew Bogut on Twitter. I'm going to open up my Twitter. Oh, okay, what's this guy say? Oh, this guy at Melbourne Tiger Talk says, a Victorian Labor spokesman today tried to discredit the PM's comments because he didn't wear a life jacket on a dinghy yesterday. You can't make this stuff up. I'm just... Crying, laughing emojis. That's pretty good, Bogut. Nice one. Yeah, it's a good retweet. What else we got? Tim Stidson, he says, do you have Wi-Fi on flights between cities? Is that when you find all this time to tweet? Oh, yeah. I feel like you got me there, Tim. Smart cookie. On play now. Nice one. Oh, I got it back. How's this one? 3AW, my Melbourne radio station. This guy says, they say, he's misled people in the comments he's made. He's denigrated the work of Victoria police members. It's an MP responding to comments made by the PM today. Well, this is pretty serious, I'll tell you. Hate to tell you, we have a youth crime problem. I don't think most well-read people will blame the police, though. The courts, however, shaking head emoji. Yeah, that's pretty good. Look, Bogey can be serious sometimes, you know. I just have to be. It's just what they'll do. All right, how about I just put out a bit of an inspiring tweet for everybody. Happy New Year, gym/workout facilities get ready for our busy January, crying emoji, because I'm just not going to do any fucking work. What are you talking about? I'm sitting on a bench, mate. How about I also type out something for my Croatian friends? They've not yet bitten in their comnesto. That's pretty good. It's Happy New Year. See, do you like what I did there? It's pretty smart. What else have we got to say? Oh, look, it's a pretty good one. This guy, John R., has responded to one of mine about, surely this is a Chris Lilley parody skit. He has got the costume and makeup spot on. That's pretty funny. Good observation. Oh, there we go. Finished it. Nice one. What else? So one of these ones, this guy at Jason. So this is my friend. He is like a venture capitalist. And he says, people are buying unfiltered water for more money than filtered water because it turns green in a month. Ha! Crying face emoji, crying face emoji, crying face emoji, and then he has a link to the New York Times article about it. Alright, I better respond to this and tweet it out. You honestly can't be shocked with this, especially in Cali. Oh, jeez, I'll tell you. Okay, that's all for Andrew Bogut. Slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter for this week. There wasn't too many snowflakes. It seems like everyone's chilled out around the New Year's. But happy New Year's from Andrew Bogut, and we'll catch us next week on Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter.